The Glorious Church is a reflection of God's beauty, character, and nature. The Glorious Church is God's workmanship, created for good works, light for a dark world, and salt for the earth. The Glorious Church must be pure and impactful, for it is the only institution mandated to bring life and hope to the nations. Plug in to the annual theme of the Church of Pentecost for 2020. A glorious church to possess the nations. Come, let us drink deep from the word through which we are being cleansed and washed to become a radiant church. Welcome to Pentecost Hour, God's timely word for our dying world.
Name Maria, Alabranda, Labasuruan, Deribayan, Name We thank you, O God, for this day. And we bless your name for your love. Tonight, we are still in your presence, O God. Continue to bless us through your word. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Happy to come your way once again. We have been looking at living a victorious Christian life. Because we are preparing for the possessing the nation, to continue the possessing the nation. I'm thinking that after the COVID, we are going to take charge over the whole earth.
If we say Ephrasia ye boy boy and ho Ama say ye bit me a kodia mana mine na magin yem say ya de could ye we chemua ye befa we are seen anum.
So we are looking at the basis of our understanding of who we are in Christ.
And see ye share ye and tia sia a fa ye ewo Christo moon ne fapem.
Because we have said that the one that is able to live a victorious Christian life is the one who understands who Christ is in his or her life.
If we say yakase, do otumi bo Christo for Christo abrabo onkunim diemu no. Eyo nipa oti Jesus Christo ase ewo na brabo.
Last week we looked at the basis of the law.
Na otu etwemu ni yehwe emrano ne fapem.
Because we wanted to establish that there is a new law that has been enacted by God himself, so that we are not unsure of the law's ability to hold us even against the future.
If we say yati ase se emrafo frobia ba na sa emrafo frona ba ni onyame ankasa na de sa emrano aba enti emaye ni da so se sa emrafo fro onyame de aba ne ebetumi ekuran akoye daachim.
Because we said that for us to be able to break free from Satan, we have not to be ignorant, and secondly, we should be willing to leave the devil's plantation.
If we say yeka se se ye bedi ye hu efiro bonsam chemu a na ense se ye ye nkrofo a ye nim na fe ese se ye nkrofo so a ye wo opese ye pese ye fi obonsam chen.
So we are trying to create some confidence in you in the law of the Lord, that this law is for your good.
Enti ye pese ye ma awrehyemu ewo onyakopon mra mu se onyakopon mra no eye ma.
You see, when God was introducing Joshua into his greatness,
Ebra onyame edi Joshua ekro ne nakasiye mu no,
despite the presence of the Canaanites, the Anaks and all that, God told him that this book of the law,
na ewom se Anak for any Canaan for any adin na wo ho de nanso onyame ka kire Joshua se sa emoma mrai,
this book of the law should not depart out of your mouth,
sa emrai en se free we nu muda.
The law according to this man is according to the law of Moses, the old order. Now we are talking about the new order, which is even more powerful than the one that he told Joshua about.
Na sa mra we nu eye de na Mose de bae no na se se ye kamra fofra enye de Mose ba e de bae na emra fofra ehu ye den krampo chen de Mose e de bae.
He encouraged him to be strong and courageous and follow the word despite the power of the enemies.
O she nun kran se o ma ni bunye du na ne ho ye den na ondi asem na chi emfa ho ne otamfo no na ho oden.
That was enough for Joshua to lead Israel into the land of Canaan. But brothers, in this new dispensation, we have a better law. A far better covenant enacted by God as a result of what happened on the cross some 2,000 years.
Na Onyankopon na edisa pam na ba na onam de esi odua ne so mfie beye mpimie nu atwa mu kono e na odebai.
You see brothers, the death and the resurrection of Christ is actually the new creation.
Adofonom Yesu ni wo ene ne sori no ene abode foforo no.
And those of us who belong to him are the new creations.
Na ye a yaba ne nche a ye ne dia ne ye ne abode foforo no.
Things have never been the same again.
Nyema
has been a new order. In him, the old is gone. In him, the new has come. His introduction into history changed the world order. He is the end of the old and the beginning of the new. Why is he the end of the old and the beginning of the new in history?
It's
if you give birth to a child and the people so revere the child to the extent that if they are talking about time, they will use him as a measure, then you have really given the world a child. You are either a BC boy or AD girl.
Obeye and Sammy Abu Yesu, and I say, Obu Yechi Akwala.
You should be a great man.
Or you nipa, or you
unto kese. Us a child is born.
Now, wo oba amaye.
Unto us a son is given.
Now, amaye oba beni.
God has really given us a son.
Onyame amaye oba beni.
And to us, he has really birthed to us life that has changed us forever.
Na yen wamaye nkwa asesayen da.
Let's join my friend, the Apostle John.
Yes, Uncle, you're down for Osmafo Yohane.
In his Gospel, chapter 19, verse 28 through 30.
In Sempano said, Yohane, Etroeno, Eti Dunkron.
Why is he the beginning, the end of the old, and the beginning of the new?
Eti Dunkron, the end of the old, and the beginning of the new.
Verse 28 says that later, knowing that everything has been fulfilled. Jesus said, I am thirsty. A jar of wine vinegar was there. So they soaked a sponge in it. Put a sponge on a stalk of a hyssop plant.
Now, what did you hear? So, me, I know,
and lifted it up to Jesus' lips.
They can, I know.
Now, verse 30 is the powerful one. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. It is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. It is as if in his mind he had a list and he was thinking, I've done that. I'm supposed to do that. Yes, I did it. I've done that. The list has been effectively fulfilled. It is finished.
Now, as I said, they're not a one agreement. Now, I want to say, Punubia, watch your name, or be your so. And all shining to say, my way.
He was not a victim on the cross.
But
on the cross, he was doing his master's bidding. It is really finished. All the work the master sent him to do is completed. Particularly the work of paying the penalty of sin. Once he has fulfilled and met the requirement of the law, the law was made obsolete.
Now
listen.
See, he
had an agenda.
Now,
whilst he was still alive, he was telling the disciples that I didn't come to destroy the law. I came to meet its demand and then push it aside.
Once
he has met the fulfillment of the law, the law was made useless. It was made old. See, I'll read from Hebrews. Chapter 7 from verse 11. I read quite a long passage.
I'll
continue from chapter 8 from verse 6. Hebrews 7 from 11.
Hebrew form and it's in
if perfection could have been attained through the Levitical priesthood. And indeed the law given to the people established that priesthood.
If we say enuna omanuina emra eno.
Why was it there still need for another priest to come?
Anka aden hia ne hia bio se osofofo fro beba.
One in the order of Melchizedek.
Your honor Melchizedek kwan so.
Not in the order of Aaron.
Ah, onfa Aaron kwan so.
Now listen, you see, if you want to be a priest in the Old Testament, according to the law of Moses, given by the same God, you have to be a descendant of Moses.
Well, apam da da muno, onyamekro ya demraba se, se obeye sofwa, aji se woye Moses asini.
For when the priesthood is changed,
na se asofudie no wasesanwa,
the law must also be changed.
Na ekwa se wosachira mrano so.
You see, he will explain why.
Munti obechre dienti.
See, this Jesus man,
he has
changed things, so.
And
sometimes you need to know to have confidence in the new law.
He of whom
these things are said belong to a different tribe. No one from that tribe has ever served at the altar.
Ah, obin free mum meye aforibuchia no hu ejuma pen.
Because you have to be a Levite.
If he say, as I said, we Lewini.
But the one we are talking about, Jesus,
was
not from the tribe of Levi.
Na onfi Lewi ebusuenu.
For it is clear that our Lord descended from Judah.
If he say, ede di pefe say, you the muna yenge radipuye.
And in regard to that tribe, Moses said nothing about priests.
And so sabusia kuyi.
And what we have said is even more clear if another priest like Melchizedek appears.
One
who has become a priest not on the basis of a regulation as of his ancestry, but on the basis of the power of an indestructible life.
Ah, one fa honam ashadia emraso, nemum onam enkwa, enseye amwodenso, ayeno sofo.
For it is declared, you are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.
Na wedi mwa dance se, wuye Melchizedek kwainso sofo da.
The former regulation, that is the former law, is set aside.
Na wogu ashadia biye dikain.
Because it was weak and useless.
Ah, na ayemre. The
former regulation is set aside because it was weak and
useless. For
the law made nothing perfect.
If you say emrana ma bibiara enimu.
And a better hope is introduced by which we draw nigh to God.
Now so what did that swa a yet chene swa a yenam so be unyanko pombamu de esina nemu.
Now let me just read the verse 20.
Nah.
And it was not without an oath. Others became priests without an oath. But this one that we are talking about, even though he's not from the tribe of Levi, God has sworn by himself that you are a priest forever.
Na ye a ye ka ne ho asem de e wom se no onye lewi ni de na so wa be osofo onam onyankopon na nkasa ne ntam a oka ne ho so ama na be ye sofo.
Thank you very much, you have done well. Now look at chapter 8 from verse 6.
Yenko 18 wo twenchichemu nsia.
But in fact the ministry Jesus has received is as superior to theirs as the covenant of which he is the mediator is superior to the old one.
Na afe ne nsaka so fujuma eche ne so se waye apamo eche nso a ejina bosha eche nso so she no mra no ho intemjina fo.
Since the new covenant is established on better promises.
Na a pamphlet no ogina boshe so e na wode hyee.
Now listen to this.
Na feti ewu.
For if there has been nothing wrong with the first covenant, no place would have been sought for another.
Na se kania pam ne ho ini asem a, anka woren hwehwe de to so mienu no to bre.
By calling this covenant new, he has made the first one obsolete. And what is obsolete and outdated will soon disappear.
Na wafre emra yi se foforo no na chese de etwam no no de eye dada no etwam.
He has effectively dealt with the old law.
No kwasem ni emra dada no waye ho adwuma wie.
And through him the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
Na onam no so ema honhom enkwa emra no aba.
Set us free from the law of sin and death.
Maya de ho efri boni ni owuo emra ase.
For you to be part of the goodness in this new law.
Na se
God decided to make Jesus propitiation for all of us. In the new law, God gives us all the opportunity to be part or to benefit from the finished work of Christ on the cross. Having made a righteous requirement in himself, he has become our propitiation. Jesus' blood propitiates or satisfies all our pieces, God's wrath. Because Romans 1:18 says that
if you say Romans 4 man iti ba ku che mu dun otwe
say because of sin
enambonnti
the wrath of God is upon us.
Onyamebufo na edaye so.
John says this.
Johannes say
1 John 2 verse 1.
Johannes wo me di kan iti mienu chiche mu ba ku.
My dear children,
adofunum me mankuma,
I write this to you
me tre ye no mabre
mo so that you will not sin.
Na mo anye boni.
But if anyone does sin,
na se obi ye boni a,
or like I said the other time, if anyone does slip,
I said ya me kan no so obi wetri a,
we have an advocate with the Father.
Yeah, well, ochijina fobi ejanencheng.
Look at the terminologies that they are using. This thing is law.
Monsha insemfuana okikanwe no eyemrasem.
See, let me just tell you that when you are reading the Bible, you are actually reading the law.
Mema menka se se woken kan chro konkuna woken kan emrasem.
I will come back to that.
Mesen aba eso.
You see, when you are not reading the Bible, the law will arrest you. You are just disturbing yourself because you are playing with the law.
Se chro no wonkan a wankasa wo ha ho esa se emra no na wudidi agro.
But if anyone does sleep, we have an advocate with the Father.
Na se mumi bi ewetra
Jesus Christ, the righteous. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. For our sins, we Christians, our sins. And not only for ours, but also for the sins of the world. For the sins of the world. So Jesus Christ is the one who satisfies God's wrath. No one else. The other time we said that salvation is found in none other but in Christ Jesus. So when I joined the Church of Pentecost and they were singing Hina, 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 This song worked in me like something. And you see, those days, the chorus leader in my local assembly, he made me understand the song. He sang teaching. He made us know that he is raising a question and he is answering the question.
Na o maye hu se obisa asem e na ode asem o obisa no mu aye eba.
Hina hina no timijin.
Who else can say?
Then he responds.
E na obua no se
Jesus na otimijin kwa.
It's only Jesus who can say.
Then he puts comma.
Na ode Tell it to all the nations of the world.
You see, where I like best is what some encomiums that he was putting here.
But there, I am declaring the Jehuaya now, the Jehuana.
And then he will stretch, say, oh no, Monka no, Mobie who say. And as for the say, he will stretch it.
Monka Mobie who say. Na say no, the Becca Hono.
Let's sing this song. Wherever you are, you can stand up. Especially when I'm around.
Need to yourself small for a while.
Say, it is He who is the Savior of the world.
Ono ni wiase ajemkwa.
He is the atoning sacrifice of our sins.
Ono ni yebone ho empata.
Not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world.
Na enye yenko ebone.
Someone should tell the world that Jesus is the Savior.
Say Yesu na ojenkwa.
And that the penalty or the price of their sins have been paid already.
Na bone no ho aketua ne ho sombo na wetua dada.
Yes, is to receive by faith.
Now the akan say wonam gidie so ebeje.
And their sins will be forgiven.
Now the one bone ebeche won.
Why did God do that?
Then tin onyame yes.
Why did he make Jesus the propitiation?
I don't know my Yesu ye empata.
Why was it necessary?
Then po hia ben po da ne hia.
Romans chapter 3.
Yenko Roman for humanity
me sir. Verse 25. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. Now, he says he did this to demonstrate his righteousness because in his forbearance he has left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus Christ. Let me just throw some light on this particular
story.
The Bible says he did this.
Tronisi, oh yes, sir.
To demonstrate his righteousness. Because of his forbearance. He has left the sins committed before unpunished. He did this.
Oh yes, sir.
To demonstrate his righteousness. At the present time. So as to be just. And the one who justified those who have faith in Jesus.
See,
he did this so that God's holiness was not compromised in forgiving man's sins.
Oh yes, I said the bear. Bra odi odi paboni eche no no ne trini ye yentutu nase.
Let me say that again.
Maminka sabio.
See, God is a holy God.
Onyame oye kron kron.
He is also a loving God.
Onunso oyo onyame a odo.
God is righteous and faithful.
Onyame eye trini ni nu kwafo.
He is just.
Oyo trini ni.
So the soul that sinners, the Bible says he should die.
Eti okra oye boni no troni se esese
ogu. The sinner cannot approach his holiness.
Odi boye ni entu mi pin me ni trini. There be
yet his mercy.
Now, so, nimobro hunu,
and his love
ene nedo,
was pleading for the sinner.
Ama odiboye ni no.
So the Bible says God did this.
Eti troni se onyame ye we.
So as to be just.
Said the beya obeye trini.
And the one who justifies those who have faith in Christ.
Any near obu wonga wo Jesus mu jide no
ebem. He gives Jesus as a propitiation.
Eti odi Jesus amase empatagwan.
So that if you accept him as Lord.
Eti se wuji ni di se euradia.
His blood cleanses you.
Ni moja no ate wo ho.
That one, his love brings you and his holiness permits you because the blood has cleansed you.
Eti ye no ni moja no ade wo ba.
When you reject him, his holiness will bar you from coming to him. God did this. To demonstrate his own justice to mankind.
Now,
anyone who received Jesus, the propitiation, he satisfies God's wrath.
And
the Bible says in Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Once you accept him as Lord, you are justified. You are justified through your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's jump to verse 16 and 17. Nor can the gift of God be compared with the result of one man's sins.
Na enye se de enam obakofo a oyee bone nso baaye no na chede no tie.
The judgment followed one sin and brought condemnation.
Na atemoni free obakofo.
But the gift followed many trespasses and brought justification. For if by the trespass of one man death reigned through that one man, how much more would those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ?
No so ena uwode obakufo hun nonfum so di hinia. Wanga wenya adom any trini achedia ebru suono ena bakufo no Yesu Christu su bedi ahene and kwamu emum.
So according to the scriptures that we have just read.
Enti troya ya kinka yino.
One who accept God's provision of redemption is saved.
De oje onyanko pong kwaya wabatu hama oje no onyankwa.
That same person is justified.
Na sa ni panankasa wobunibim.
But the scripture hints that
na trono echre bibi se
this same person
sa ni pakroya no
will reign in life.
Oben nanti wo
through the one man Jesus Christ.
Na onam Yesu Christo so.
So he's not just justified.
Enti enye se webu ni bim keke.
He's expected to reign in life.
Nemo yabe kwa enye se obedi hine.
Through the same man Jesus Christ.
Onam Yesu Christo so.
You see, in fact, once you are justified.
No kwa se mi se se webu bimwa.
The righteousness of Christ is imputed on you.
Jesus Christ,
the Bible says, he who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we shall obtain the righteousness of Christ in God. So our sins are not just forgiven. God also imputes upon us the righteousness of Christ. What that means is that all that Jesus is, we have become. Let me just say that again. See, in the new covenant, it is a powerful covenant. Your sins are forgiven. You are saved. You are justified. You are supposed to reign in life. But how? The righteousness of Christ is put on you.
What the Jesus Christ train a shell Saturday.
I'm saying that that means that all that Jesus is.
Now the American say, and not just say, the American say, and not just say, the Jesus Christ tieno wo wa babeye sa.
You see, 1 John chapter 4, verse 17.
You want the woman edikan no 89 di chemu dunso.
I want us to read this powerful verse.
Me pese yekin kan sa.
If you are at home, let's read together. In this way, love is made complete amongst us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. I want us to read the last line together. Because in this world, we are like him.
Na me pese ya kin kan de insesan etwa to no ebum efri se se de ono tie no san so na yetie e wo wiase ha ne no
in this world
wo wiase mu ha
not where he is
enye bibia owo no
when we get to where he is
se ye ko bibia owo no a
we shall see him just as he is
ye behu ni se de otie
but in this world
na so wo wiase mu
we are like him
yeti se ono
I like the King James
me pe King James bro
he says that as he is
so
are we in this world.
Samsung yetie e wo wiase mu.
You see, he has so fashioned us to become like him.
Wa boy en say ye beye se ono.
If he didn't do that,
say wa nyesa,
we wouldn't have been his reps here on earth.
Wa nyesa yentumi enye na nemsifo e wasase so.
In the new creation we should function like him.
Enti wa apam foforo nu abode foforo nu ese say ye dijuma se ono.
Our sins have been forgiven.
Odi ye boni ache ye.
And as he is,
na se bi otie no.
So have we become.
Sa so na ya ba be.
We have become like him.
Ya be ye se ono.
In this world.
E wo wiase mu.
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 You see that the scripture is saying that we should reign in life. So when you are reading the Bible,
it is a walking country now.
I want to say that you are reading the judgment of God. You are reading the supreme law. So pay attention to details. That is why the Bible says that the one who reads it is even blessed. Just reading it, you are blessed. So pay attention to details. If you are supposed to reign in life, note that and reign in life.
It is won't say or hene was as is wa shining so. Nanti say or hene was as is so.
See, the judgment given by a judge.
Say Otemua for be Emma at Ebu Atea
is the last decision from a court.
Court and as I say Dibiano.
That resolves all issues.
Na eno na ede asembia esibre esipo.
In disputes and settles the parties.
Ene intawantawo mu na fe ema wanga o di watchman so na kuma eto
wey. Settles the parties' rights with respect to those issues.
E chire won de go work pan say woye e won sem no ho.
I'm saying that again. The judgment is the last decision from a court.
Ye ka atemua.
That resolves all issues in dispute and settles the party's rights with the respect to those issues. Settles their right to with respect to those issues.
Enti ekyere won de won ho kwan ni de won tu mi se wo ye e wo de atodwa nu.
So when you are reading the Bible,
enti se wo kenkan chro no a,
you are actually reading the judgment.
Wo kenkan onyame atemu.
It's starting from the creation.
E frase free abode
is ending in a new city.
Na akowie wo krofofro nu.
Sometimes when people go to court and they are reading the judgment, so you think it's too long.
So
when God said you are acquitted, you are discharged, you are not guilty, you are justified, don't just say, hey, pay attention to the rest. Because it is longer than just declaring that you are set free.
It is said, Otemofo Nakase, Wabubim, na Fahukodia. Na nipa efrase se wo bose me pese meka se me mo se keke ne mom hwehwe asem no mu pefe esan se asem no so sene se o ka kire o se we dibem.
You see, sometimes in court the judge can say that you are declared a victor, you are not guilty, and then you start shout. By the time you finish reading the judgment, you realize that he could have as well said you are guilty, and because you were disputing on a land, there's somebody who is litigating a land with you. He is just struggling with you on this land. And then the land, two plots, the judge said that you are free, you don't have any problem. But by the time you finish reading the judgment, only a quarter of the land is for you. You are free because he's not arresting you, but he's giving you a quarter. You see that? By the time he finishes, you are not able to rejoice. So pay attention to the full judgment. The judgment must contain the names of the parties. So when you are reading the Bible, you hear names like Satan. Don't be afraid. When you hear Satan, you should know that at the end of the day, Satan has been judged guilty. And he has been destroyed. Don't be afraid of the word Satan. Because he's part of the litigation. His name must come in the judgment.
Wo dia prepre ni din ewo atemunum enti se wo kan chro no na se wo kote se wabo obunsam di wo mu a mema ne mo hu mema ne nyonwanwa enam se ono oyeman so twini one ye twi manso nti enye den a ni din beba atemunum
then
na so ne wie no kai ne hu se ono de wabu ni for
the judgment must contain the names of the party. So this one, it is the new creation versus Satan.
Enti wo atemunum no wo bebo
the court. This is God's Supreme Court. The final date of the oral judgment must also appear.
This one
ended on the cross. The facts and the reasons for the decision, subject to some exceptions, are spelled out.
Ena afi asem no sedi etie eni atemu eni dientia wobu sa ateno eni ekwanye adida dida huina esese wakani pefe ewo atemu.
And all these are written in scripture.
John will
say that I write to you so that you will know.
When we say
that the new creation has authority over sin,
the
world and Satan,
we are not
saying so from the top of our hands, but it is spelled out in scripture. We need to believe it, think it, act and walk in the new covenant and walk as a new creation, especially when the law is on your side and reigning life. This is possible through the eternal life and the eternal Holy Spirit that we have received. You see, a final judgment leaves nothing except decisions on how to enforce the judgment. And that one, the judge will not tell you. Whether to award costs and whether to file an appeal. These, the judge will not tell you. But we thank God for the scriptures. In the Bible, the apostles and the prophets, the writers of the good news, they have spelled out. How to enforce this law. How to make an appeal. The cost of it. They have spelled them out in scripture. So we need to know the scriptures. We need to know the scriptures. I just want to take one and continue. Next week, I'll talk about our authority over the evil one. Our authority over Satan. In the judgment book, the Bible. You see, 1 John 2, verse 13 and 14. I'm writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I'm writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. The evil one is evil one. One, not evil twos. I write to you, dear children, because you know the Father. I like this John man. I write to you. He's writing to you. So read and know what is your right. I write to you, dear children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God lives in you and you have overcome the evil one. You have overcome the evil one. The evil one is evil one. His name is Satan. That means the wicked one. When you call him devil, it simply means the evil, the supreme evil.
Champion.
Don't be afraid of the titles. You see, you have to pay attention to what is written. Not the fearsomeness of the enemy. The judgment says that you have overcome him, whether he counts as Satan or the devil. How did we overcome the enemy? When did we fight the devil? Colossians 2:13. When you were dead in your sins. From verse 13. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive in Christ. He forgave us all our sins. It is always the beginning, the forgiveness of sins. Then having cancelled the charge of our legal indebtedness, he has cancelled it with his blood, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross, and having disarmed the powers and authorities. Yeah, powers.
Impeninie.
powers, all of them.
Any to media
authorities
to media.
He made a public spectacle.
Oh, ye want pefe
of them.
Oh, ye want pefe
Satan and his cohorts.
Obon Sam and in a pamphlet.
Triumphing over them.
De one soon nim
by the cross.
I would ascend you so.
He did this.
Oh, yes, sir.
For us.
Am I?
When he was on the cross.
Bro, no, what's in you so no.
We were hung together with him.
And
we won the victory together with him. This must be told to the Christian. That he has power over the devil. He has power over principalities and powers. So the Apostle Paul prayed for the church in Ephesus. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus. And your love for God's people. I have not stopped giving thanks for you. Remembering you always in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you will know him better. I pray that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. In order that you may know the hope to which you have been called. The riches of his glorious inheritance in his people. Now pay attention to this last part. That power in his people and his incomparably great power. His incomparably great power. The power is incomparably great. For us who believe. Not for apostles. Not for prophets. The power is incomparable. The devil cannot compare his power to the power that we have received. Incomparably great power. To us who believe. The power is the same. As the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ Jesus from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms. Now listen, he said, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age but also in the one to come. See, far above he has lifted Christ far above. So if you like, these forces are beneath him. And God placed all things under his feet. This is Jesus Christ. And appointed him to be the head over all things. This is the powerful one for the church. He defeated the devil. God placed all things, including Satan, under his feet. And the Bible says that this feet that he
chalked.
See, he did it for the church.
See,
you know, Jesus is God. What does he need this for?
Yesu way or the head.
So he has given us bonus. So all this he did is for us.
Now we are
so that when he leaves us on the planet Earth,
we'll
be able to place the devil at where he belongs. James said it simply.
James, I can hear.
Submit yourself to God.
And
say, resist the devil. He will not even say fight you. He say resist
him.
And he will
flee
from you.
Verse
23 says that. Which is his body. The fullness of him who fills everything in every way. But you see, the Bible says that Christ, God lifted Christ.
Now, so children say, Onyami epeja Christo
from dead and seated him at his right hand
in
heavenly
anu, realms. Anu free,
so when he lifted him,
and
all these forces have been eating.
And I saw to me na besha na
say. The Bible say he is seated at the right hand of the Father.
Now, children say, Oti eja ninsa nifaso.
Ephesians chapter 2.
Ephesians 4, man, iti mienu.
Verse 6.
Iti mienu tiche munsiya.
And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
Christ Jesus.
So that when he lifted him, he lifted us too. So if he's far above principalities and powers, we are also far above principalities and powers.
It is a brute to me DNA into to me now. And I answer your brute to me DNA to me now.
So that the evil one is under us.
It is a bonifo no Oshayanse.
He is beneath us.
Oshayanse.
This is the law. This is the judgment. So far as the new creation is concerned, this is how you should view life. This is how you should look at yourself. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. We want you to be a victorious Christian. I want you to behave like one of my friends in the Bible. I like him, I like him. His name is Goliath. I like Goliath too much. You see, sometimes when I want to enjoy, I'll go and read
Goliath.
The Bible says that a champion named Goliath, who was from Gath.
Ah, no, Ofri God.
Came out of the Philistines' camp.
Ofri, Philistine for Ekumu.
His height was 6 cubits na, and a span.
Na, ne tente ye basa fancy.
He had a bronze helmet on his
na,
head. And wore a coat of scale armor of bronze, weighing 5,000 shekels.
Na, na tadia esheno, e ye kobre atadia. Mudro be ye bas pim numbie.
Bobby. Don't worry. Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel.
Na Goliath, Ejina no tie muchre Israel ma.
Why do you come out and line up for battle?
Na dentina muina mo basa money embeko.
Am I not a Philistine?
Menye Philistine.
And are you not the servants of Saul?
Na monso munye Saul kwa.
Choose one man.
Munyi mumu beri ma bi.
And have him come down to me. Na onsane
mra menche.
If he's able to fight and se, kill me.
Se otumi ne meko.
I'll become your subjects.
No okumia meye monkoa.
I overcome him.
Na se menso bitumi no a.
And kill him.
Na meko no a.
You become our subjects.
Ene mo beye enkoa.
And serve us.
Na monsomuye.
Then the Philistine said,
and the Philistine in the said,
this day I defy the army of Israel.
Media me retry Israel pesua po.
Give me a man.
Mama me obari ma bi.
Let us fight each other.
Na yenko.
Now listen. On hearing the Philistines' words,
na ote Philistine sem you know.
Saul.
Saulo.
And all the Israelites.
Any Israel mayna.
Were dismayed.
And
terrified.
Na wosro para.
You see, what I like about Goliath is.
There may pay Goliath when he say.
You see, his forcefulness to just jump out of the line.
Akukudro nyanya oba nenim.
And say that choose one man.
And I said, "Mumpa ni pa ba ako."
And he was doing it not one day.
Na enyeda kopeno yes.
Every day.
Debia. Mude yini pa ba ako.
Look at the boldness.
Mushe na kukudro.
But there was a small boy.
And so na abemu ebi woho.
Young guy.
Abranti wa.
Who had been anointed.
Ah, wasra nengo.
With oil.
Wade engo asra.
And the Bible said the Spirit of God came upon him forcefully.
Naturally say, nyame unko unko ban so den
den. His father has sent him to his brothers.
Neja asuma no se unko ne nianom chen.
When he got to the battleground.
Na bra odru bebi antokwa no
wono. Goliath stepped out again.
Goliath epu ebiom.
Still shouting.
Na otiem.
Then when this boy heard it, he could feel the insult on the inside of him. Because he carried the God that Goliath was defying. Then he decided that this one I'll show
him.
Sometimes we say that in the Old Testament, the Spirit came upon the Davids. And we claim that in the New Testament, he is with us. If he is with us, prove it.
See,
I like what David did. When he flawed Goliath, the Bible says he stood over him. This is what Paul is saying, that under our feet. So the whole Goliath is under his feet. And he took Goliath's own sword and chop off Goliath's head. And then when he lifted it like that, Saul asked Abner, where from this young man? Whose son is this boy?
Why, Bani?
Whose son are you?
The
new creation is born of God.
We
are children of God. Let us prove it. That we are children of God. Whose daughter are you? Brother, whose son are you? Prove it. We'll continue next week.
God
be with you. Oh Satan, life coming from our dear chairman. This evening we are going to pray. He has revealed to us the judgment that God has already made on our behalf and in our cause to have a victorious Christian life through the word ministration. He is bringing us to a point where we will know what that God has already done. So that by faith, we can step into our rights, achieve for us on the cross. Because Jesus said, it is finished.
If he said, yes, you can say,
wherever you are this evening, begin to open your mouth and thank God for such a sweet word we have received from the Lord through the
servant.
Father, we give you the glory, we give you the praise, we bless your name this evening in the name of Jesus. For such a wonderful word that you have ministered to us, bringing us to the knowledge of what you have accomplished for us. Thank you that God, you have won the victory for us, and we have become your reps in this life, enforcing that which you have already accomplished. Father, we give you all the praise. Father, we bless your name this evening. Father, we thank you for your word. We bless your name, we give you the glory. Thank you so much, Lord God, that you have brought us to that place of realization of the truth that you became our propitiation, that you who have sacrificed will forgive our sins, and who that you will judge the enemy. and bring us as your people, justified of you. This evening we thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Beloved, this evening we're going to pray.
And
when Papa was preaching, he said that sometimes when the judgment is made, if you are not careful, you don't pay attention to the other details, you may miss the whole show. So when Jesus declared for us that it is finished, there are other details that through the revelation of the word of God, the apostles have laid bare. And we are supposed to know those details and walk in our victory. Tonight we are going to pray that God will help us to love his word, so that we would discover for ourselves all that God has already given to us freely, so that we can represent him properly in our time. He said that when God spoke to Joshua, that the book of the law should not depart from his mouth. That was the law. But now Jesus himself is the law. So the more we read Jesus, the more we walk in what he has already done. So enough of
WhatsApp.
Enough of reading things that do not edify. It is time to pay attention to the details. For innate our victory will be enforced. Let's lift our voice and begin to pray. Let my heart yearn after your word. Teach me, O God, your word. Lift your voice.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, teach us to love your word. Teach us to seek your word. Help us to delve into the written judgment. You have become our word. You have become our life. You have become our everything. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, as the people of God, let your word, become that which we cherish in the name of Jesus.
gives light. And unto the simple gives understanding. The written word you have blessed us with this evening. That you paid all that price to make us become your justified children. And that which you yourself could do, you have left us with the privilege of being your ambassadors, even in time and in life, that we will represent you. What a privilege. Father, we thank you, O God, for that which you accomplished for us on the cross. Having done this, you have given us the judgment, your word. You have given us your spirit, the enabler, so that with the two and our decision, because we got to know you, we will walk in victory. Father, we give you praise that we are going to remain victorious, that sin will not define us, but righteousness, holiness accomplished for us through the cross will be our identity. We thank you that the devil has no role and has nothing in us, because in us is your spirit. And you said that we are strong because we have overcome the world. We bless you, O God. We thank you, O God. And we lift your servant into your hands, O God. Lord, bless him and make him a blessing. To you alone be all the glory, now and forevermore, in Jesus' name. Amen.
You are the Lord that deserves our worship. You are the Lord we praise.